Perhaps the best known verse in the whole New Testament is John 3:16. You've read it, you've heard it, you can probably say it along with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The Easter story begins and ends with God's love.
In Ephesians 1, 4 through 6, the Apostle Paul writes these words to new believers. For God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
So God loved you and me before he made the world, and knowing that humanity would sin, God also made a way.
In love, he made a way for us to be saved through the Son he loves.
What would move God to give his only Son for us when we never deserved as much? Why endure all the pain for our guilt and shame? Why would anyone give of his life? Why did he of all such a price? In a word, it was love.
It was love.
In a way that conquered all our sin. In a place, of despair, he gave us hope and life again. And when we tried to describe all he suffered there for us, in a word,
in a word,
it was love. Was the picture of what love cost. Everything that he gave on that darkest day was because of what he held inside, and the reason why he came, our sacrifice. In a word,
it was love.
He gave us hope and life again. And when we tried to describe all he suffered,
Throughout the Old Testament, the blood of innocent animals was shed to cover the sins of God's people. But these temporary measures pointed toward a more permanent sacrifice.
Our Heavenly Father would send His one and only Son to be the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
He set aside His beauty. He set aside His majesty to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our griefs. When we like sheep had gone astray, the man of sorrows made the way. Crushed for our iniquities, His suffering brought us peace. With His wounds and by His stripes, we can enter paradise. This is the price of mercy. This is the price He paid to win the hearts of all His people. One day we'll be with Him. Because of one we now are saved, the King of glory made a way. Crushed for our iniquities, His suffering brought us peace. With His wounds and by His stripes, we can enter paradise.
So God's only Son stepped down from heaven, wrapped Himself in human flesh, and lived among us as a man.
He experienced the joys, the hardships, even the temptations that we face, and through it all, He never sinned.
Jesus was the second Adam, undoing the sin and suffering the first Adam brought into our world. And yet it wasn't enough for Him just to live the life we should have lived. Christ had to die the death we should have died.
He completed His mission completely. So when Jesus cried out with His dying breath, "It is finished," that's precisely what He meant.
Once we all stood as captive slaves, The bonds of sin and death are chains, but he with blood our freedom bought. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. The weight of sin, the sting of death, was swallowed up by righteousness and vanquished by the Son of God. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on the cross. Now we Jesus' blood, it has been won. Yes, it was finished on the cross. And while our hearts have turned from sin, this flesh is waging war within. Though sin remains, our guilt is gone. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. His gift of grace, our heart betrays, with urge to merit or repay. We need not live to pay the cost. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on the cross.
At the cross, the blood of countless lambs was replaced by the blood of the matchless Lamb of God.
The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 3:25-26, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
Through the body and blood of Jesus, our sins are forgiven once and for all, and we're empowered to live lives that honor him.
side, pouring out his sacrifice, mercy given with his wounds, always making all things new. There's no power like the blood of Jesus, no other power that can wash us clean. He has taken all our shame, he has overcome the grave for all of us. There is power in the
So how do we respond to his sacrifice? With repentance and reverence.
We admit our brokenness and rebellion before God.
We confess our total reliance upon the work of Jesus at the cross.
We commit our lives to the one who has given us his own inheritance so that we can call his Father our Father.
We learn to praise Jesus from the depths of our souls.
Me new Jesus. Jesus, you're the way, the life, the truth. I will praise you. Not my will, but only yours. Jesus, you are my
Perhaps you feel like you've fallen too far to be forgiven, that somehow your sin is beyond God's capacity to seek and save.
Listen, friend, there is no gulf that God's grace cannot span. There is no soul that God's love cannot redeem. There is no wound that God's mercy cannot heal. That's why they call grace amazing.
This time, could I have gone too far? How can forgiveness heal these wounds and scars? I can hear a gentle voice above the fear and all the noise. It's calling me and filling me with joy. Love so amazing, ever embracing all that I am, all that I've been.
what I need. Love so amazing. Could it be true? Grace is enough. Can falling souls be caught in all? Stars to oceans deep, and on throughout eternity. Love so amazing, ever embracing all that I am, all that I've been, right where I'm.
Christ is not a philosophy to be practiced. Rather, it's a person to be followed.
After God raised Jesus from the grave, Jesus remained with his followers for 40 days and was seen by more than 500 people.
He told them to stay in Jerusalem until his Father sent his Holy Spirit to empower them to be his witnesses throughout the world.
And even though Jesus ascended to heaven before their very eyes, he's still keeping his promise through his Spirit to never leave or forsake us.
Gives us us grace. He is moving. He is with us. By his mercy, there is no shame. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. There is freedom, we're forgiven. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Let him lead us to repentance. He is strong when we are weak. So we lift our voice and sing. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. There is freedom. We're forgiven. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
The story of Easter begins with God's everlasting love for us, is manifest through Christ's death and resurrection, and continues through His Spirit's power and presence in our lives.
So let us bow our knees and lift our voices, confessing with our mouths and believing with our hearts that God has raised Christ from the dead. He has given Jesus the only name under heaven by which we may be saved. So let everyone and everything praise the Lord.